Hey, y'all. Welcome back to this Insect Essential from the Insect News Network. I am E. Emmett Brady, and I just typed the word insect into the Google bar, came back with 93 million search results. Then I typed in the word bugs, and it came back with 282 million search results. So what do bugs and insects have to do with each other? Well, turns out there's a lot. And on this episode of The In, that's what I explore, the digital bug. Now, the term bug was first used by computer pioneer Grace Hopper while she worked for the military. When she was working on the Harvard computer, the Mark II, there was an error in the code, and the operators found a moth trapped inside one of the wire relays. They taped it into her notebook, and hence the term bug in computer problems was coined. So on this show, I delve into the power of the internet to explain and engage people about insects. People who love bugs defy all demographic categories. As such, the digital content created by people about insects is as interesting and as endless as the creatures themselves. Today's top five hexapod headlines come from around the net, and they include a bizarre report from France about honeybee keepers finding the dyes from M&M candies in their honey. They can actually make blue honey now. Couldn't be too good. We look at sculptures made by underground ant colonies, and we visit one of the fastest growing Facebook communities for the digital era of insects. It's called All Things Bugs. You can go there yourself today and make sure you check out the picture of the exploding bee drone and the remarkable common map butterfly. I also play some of the footage from the great family festival in Guinda, California, the annual Hosedown Harvest Festival. Bugophiles of all ages talk to me about our 6 and 8-legged friends. The interviews are fun, inspiring, and really, really special. I get to show off a tobacco hornworm caterpillar that I found in the fields. And wait till you hear the story of how one 8-year-old boy wrangles black widows. Also featured on the show and the whole month of October is the music of Rush, my favorite rock band of all time out of Toronto, Canada, whose tour logo this year just so happens to feature a bumblebee inside geometric shapes. To hear the full show, go to insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 39. It's pound 39. Blue honey, exploding drones, and the music of Rush on their new Clockwork Angels tour, only on the Insect News Network.